Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com. I'm Aljon Goh, podcaster and producer of the Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast, and Dining at Disney. When you're creating content, podcasts, webcasting, live streaming, or wanting to step up your video conference calls, you need quality gear and accessories. That's why I use Gator Frameworks in my studio. From professional broadcast boom arms and microphone stands, studio monitor speaker stands, ring light kits, headphone holders, elite furniture studio desks, and acoustic wall treatments, Gator Frameworks has you covered. Gator is the leading brand of cases, stands, and support system solutions for music, pro AV, creative pro, IT, and general utility industries. They have over 1,000 different solutions made from vacuum-form plastics, rational molded plastics, wood, sewn, and EVA materials. Leveraging their expertise in case design and manufacturing, Gator has a complete OEM division that works with leading companies around the world to engineer and create custom cases for original equipment manufacturers. For more information, visit GatorFrameworks.com. Product provided in exchange for promotional consideration. Welcome back to another edition of the Disney List. Welcome. My name's Aljon.
My name's Kristen.
And what is our big topic for discussion today?
We are talking 10 menu items at Walt Disney World that you must not miss. You have to try at least once. At least once.
Yeah. Some of these you can actually find at Disneyland, which is great. We don't want to leave our Left Coast fans out there just hanging. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that. You know, it's been long overdue. So we're going to talk about it. I also have a bunch of great news stories. But before we get into the news, let's get into the travel deals. So once again, Kristen, if our audience members are looking to book their next Disney trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, any type of cruise line, including Royal Caribbean and the Fun Ship, Carnival,
yes,
or Princess, or Celebrity, or Adventures by Disney, what have you, you are the lady that could help them out, save time and money, right?
Yes, I can.
Where can people email you?
They can email me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Most excellent. So we have some awesome travel deals. You want to tell our lovely fans about it?
Yeah, one of them right now that is going on is if you are a Disney Plus subscriber, you can save up to 25% on select Disney resort hotels.
Wow.
This is a first that they've done this for Disney Plus subscribers. However, you have to be able to prove that you are a Disney Plus subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a cool little offer they got going on.
I like that.
Also, over at Disneyland, you can save up to 25% on select stays at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
I like it. Absolutely. It's great stuff. So once again, you can help save them time and money. You're a second generation travel agent, but Disney and going to theme parks is your passion. obviously, and being that you are the Dining at Disney expert, also you can help them with all their food information could possibly need. Just circumnavigate the entire craziness that is booking a Disney trip in this day and age. So save time and money, and once again, book with Kristen. What is the email address?
ThemeParksAndCruises@gmail.com.
The following is a production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
An imagination, huh?
Are you guys ready?
Are you ready?
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Disney List. The Disney List. Disney fans Kristen Hetzel and Al John Go bring you top 10 lists from the Disney parks, films, Star Wars, Marvel, news, travel tips, and more. Now prepare yourself for the Disney List.
Oh boy, gang. I feel so relaxed. Why do you want to tell people why I'm so relaxed right now?
You had a margarita.
I had a margarita. But even more than that is that I'm on vacation. I'm on a staycation, y'all. I'm having to leave the world of my work, my spreadsheets behind for a few days. And instead, I give respite to my wifey here, Kristen, my better half, because I know I'm going to be taking care of the kids a little bit more than...
more than usual.
Well, that's because, you know, I'm working.
I know.
It's not, and you're working too. I mean, hey, I told you, I said, I'll take over for a day if you want to, you know, do all my board meetings. That'd be amazing. You want to present for me and do all my presentations?
I don't think you'd want me to do that because I don't know what I'd be talking about.
That's easy.
Be like, yeah, here's a picture. This guitar, it's blue. No, okay. It wouldn't be that bad, but you know.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Disney List, fam. We do appreciate it. The Disney List, every single week, we bring you these top 10 lists plus news from the theme parks, news from the world of Disney, pop culture, Star Wars, and Marvel, and Disney Plus. My name is Al John Go, pop culturist, pop podcaster, crazy, crazy non-rich Asian out here on Sorcerer Radio. Thank you so much. You can also find the podcast and everywhere you get podcasts here with the Disney List. It's my pleasure to introduce you to my better half, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
And what say you? I mean, what is your passion other than traveling?
Other than traveling, I like cooking and eating. Imagine that.
And being foster parents.
I like, of course.
Yeah.
It's nice being mommy. Mm-hmm. What else? I like photography.
You like photography?
Yeah, yeah, I like photography.
I like gaming. You know this. I like retro gaming.
I get too bored.
Yeah, it's mindless fun for me because I if I'm not reading books about work and staying up on trends and everything else that I have to for work and reading this kind of stuff. I mean, I love Marvel comics. Don't get me wrong, man. I love my Marvel comics. It's hard to find time to read them all. But anyway, hey, gang, thank you for tuning in. We're just going to have fun talking stuff. Before we get into our big list, which is, once again, Kristen, our top 10 must-try foods, must-try at least once at the Disney parks.
Yes.
I love that. Typically, this list is something you'd be talking about on the Dining at Disney podcast that you host with Kat and Bubba, because, you are the Disney food podcast, you know, yeah. The Dining at Disney podcast. So, but we're doing it here for this list because you've been talking, I mean, there's always been... with the two episodes a week for Dining at Disney, just a little plug for your show. You haven't had a moment to do any of these type of lists or a happy hour.
We still have episodes that we want to do. We just haven't gone to them yet.
Yeah, like reviews. And I mean, you know, we've had trip reports from Bub and Kat recently. And, you know, one of these days this year, hopefully before the end of the year, we'll go back to Disney too. And bring our kids. It's just, you know, once again, it's just a busy, crazy time.
Well, Bubba is there right now enjoying the California Adventure Food and Wine Festival. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely be talking about that. And then since Kat was feeling under the weather, we'll have a review of Wine Bar George from her, as well as we're going to be talking gluten-free.
One of our favorite places, Wine Bar George, there at downtown Disney Springs. This is downtown Disney Springs. Yeah, I did that. I kind of made a little change there. So before we get into the big list and the news, I wanted to bring this up. I found this little tidbit. This is kind of like our big Live with Regis and Kelly moment. I say Regis and Kelly, Ryan and Kelly now, right? Or it's Kelly and Ryan Seacrest?
I don't know.
I don't watch them anymore after Regis got out of work, but it's been a long time. But I found this list from our own local News 2 ABC affiliate from WKRN. Feel old? These hit songs turned 20 years old in 2022. I feel old. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Okay. Eminem, Lose Yourself, hit number one 20 years ago.
It's crazy. That?
It took home the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2003 for 8 Mile. So that would be 20 years next year for that. But it was released in 2002. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton.
Wow. Yep. And she is banned from Disney. Ever being able to perform at Disney.
Were we there when that happened? We were there, but we didn't attend that showing.
No.
We heard about it. That's crazy. I think she's one of the very few artists to be banned from Disney, ever returning to Disney, because of her crazy stage antics.
I mean, all she had to do was follow the rules, people. Follow the rules.
I think she got there, and then she realized, like, I'm playing at Disney, and her ego got the best of her. Because at the time, was she not dating the singer for Third Eye Blind?
I believe so, yeah.
This is crazy. Here's another one. Hot in Her by Nelly. Because Nelly was like the stuff 20 years ago, right? How about this? Complicated by our girl Avril Lavigne.
Wow.
Oh, man. I mean, there's just so many. So I feel old. I feel older. I feel older.
You feel older? Than you did before you read this article.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, these songs, 20 years ago, my band was still, actually, this is the year before our band broke up. My rock band broke up, right?
Two years before.
We broke up in 2024 or 2004?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought we broke up in 2000. I don't even know when my band broke up. You can still find Mink, everyone, wherever you find Full Rock Power is the album, Mink. You can find it on iTunes. So check that out. Anyway. Okay. So that was our kind of crazy little intro here before we had this. News time, gang. News time. Dancing with the Stars is moving to Disney Plus. Kristen, we talked about this. Disney's doubling down on some content. This is going to be the first ever show that's going to be streaming live on the platform. Yeah, they already do it on Hulu. Same technology, right? Dancing with the Stars for seasons 31 and 32 will be the first ever debuting as a live series on Disney Plus.
I don't understand why they moved it.
They want those subscribers.
Well, you know what? Yeah. My parents and my sister watch that show and have from the beginning. But there's no way they're going to subscribe to Disney Plus. So they won't be watching it. Oh, well. Or they'll have to come over here and watch it.
Oh, well, there you go. Kareem Daniel, the chairman of Disney Media and Entertainment Distribution, says the show's broad appeal, as well as the overwhelming popularity of the Disney-themed competition nights, make Disney Plus the perfect home for Dancing with the Stars, while continuing to expand the demographic reach. They are doubling down. Of course, the show has aired for 30 seasons on ABC since 2005, and the only way to watch it will be on Disney Plus. Speaking of Disney Plus, I was going to say something about Disney Plus. You know that movie. You know that movie Turning Red.
Yes.
We love the red panda. It's like our thing, and I look forward to getting a little plush for our little girl for Turning Red. But the company is celebrating the huge success of Turning Red. Of course, big hit on Disney Plus with the subscribers. And the producer, Lindsay Collins, and Domi Shai have both been promoted to leadership roles within Pixar. Congratulations. Collins will take over a new position as Senior Vice President of Development. Her responsibilities will have her overseeing the development and future streaming, which is great. And she reflects on her 25 years at Pixar. It has always been a place that seeks to delight and surprise audiences, and I'm thrilled to be expanding on that legacy and help shape what comes next. That's pretty awesome.
I cannot get her to watch this a second time. Huh. She is obsessed with Encanto right now.
She's all about Encanto. I get it.
And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be like Beauty and the Beast, where I know every word from beginning to end because we watch it every single day now.
Is that right?
Yes. So I already am learning and have memorized some of the lines in the movie.
Ah, well, good for you. That's a great segue because we're talking about Encanto now, because we don't talk about Bruno. No, is taking over an iconic attraction at Disneyland. Do you know which one that would be, Kristen? Offhand?
It's a Small World after
all. It is. Okay. Disneyland announced there's going to be a new limited time projection show on the facade of the It's a Small World that honors We Don't Talk About Bruno. The feature will show music of Encanto characters, culminating a scene that nods to Bruno's mysterious prophecy about Mirabelle. Which is cool. Guests will also get to see visual elements that pay tribute to the movie, including the lighting effects that make the tiles of It's a Small World look like they're moving, just like the Madrigal's family casita, which looks pretty cool, if I do say so myself. So be on the lookout for it this week, as it's going to be running several times a day. And that's exciting for Disneyland fans, too.
So if you had one of their family powers, what would yours be?
Oh, man, that's a hard one. I don't know. Go ahead.
I would get, I just forgot the character's name. The little boy, he gets his powers in it, his gift. And it's to be able to talk to animals. That would totally be what mine would be.
I like that. I like that one. Okay. I'm with you on it. I like the power and invisibility. That might be kind of stealthy and cool, but also kind of creepy at the same time. They don't have, there's not a family Madrigal power of flying.
No.
So that would probably be my other one. I'd be cool to kind of fly from place to place, you know? But no, the talking animals is good. Although, you know, being strong, like, that also comes in super handy too, especially when you're carrying groceries.
You know, but so does Dolores's gift of being able to hear things even a mile away.
Like
whisper. But you can hear like a pin drop and everything.
Wouldn't that bother you though? Wouldn't that bother you?
You would have constant conversation.
Crazy. Anyway, that would
but
probably
the amount of things that you would know.
I don't know.
If somebody was talking about you, you would hear it.
That would be a curse. That would be an absolute curse.
I don't know. That'd be kind of fun. You could kind of mess with people then.
Doctor Strange 2 is already breaking ticket sales records. It went on sale this past week. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness comes out in less than a month. The trailers have been absolutely amazing. So that is pretty awesome.
We need to see if the drive-in is going to have it.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. We need to check that out. So we'll definitely check that out. This is Limited Time Magic, gang. You can get your souvenir custom baskets at Walt Disney World for a limited time there at Epcot. Actually, the Pop Century Resort is where you can get some of these Easter baskets, where you can make your own Easter basket. It's a white basket for $7, a large reusable Disney bag for $6.50, and a smaller reusable Disney bag for $6. Guests can buy their own items from things from or bring things from home. Cast members will wrap them up in Easter basket with a bow. Pretty neat. Pretty neat. So you can do that. You can do that between now and the 17th. So you have until the end of the week to go ahead and get these done over there at the Disney resorts. Pretty neat. One of the coolest performers around Epcot, speaking of Epcot, happens to be Carol Stein, known as the pianist over there at the Rose and Crown. We've seen her perform numerous times, but she's not there anymore. They relocated her to the American Adventures Rotunda instead.
Aww.
So there you go. You can catch her daily, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe about 5 to 8 times a day, something like that. So be sure to check her out. She's not in Rose and Crown. That place is probably getting super packed.
Oh, yeah.
Getting super packed. You covered this next item there on the Dining at Disney podcast. You want to give us a little brief on it?
Yes. Over at Snod, they have new menu items. So we talked about those. One of those is a lamb kefta that they have added to the menu. There's also a pork vindaloo and a few other menu items. But that's just to name a couple of them.
Yeah, some of these are going to be plant-based. So that's really great if you're on a plant-based diet. But as you have been listening to the show, if you happen to be a long-time listener to the show, know that Sanaa is one of our Disney must-dos. And one of those Disney must-do restaurants that have one of our favorite must-do things, which is the bread service. So please go out there and check that out. One of our favorite restaurants is going to be closing for a long refurbishment. This is disappointing. Kristen, you want to go into this?
Narcoosie's is closing.
Ugh, dang it.
Yep. They are closed starting June 18th. There is not a projected time period that it's going to be closed as of yet. Mm. But once they do announce that, we'll let everybody else know. It'll be interesting to see what they're going to end up doing to this restaurant.
It's probably just going to go under some kind of modernization, mm-hmm. right? As I think that's what you're going to say. So I took the word out of your mouth. Last but not least, we're going to talk about this. The newest Marvel hero is coming to Disney's California Adventure. You knew it was going to happen. Just like with WandaVision and Loki and the Falcon and Winter Soldier, all of those characters happen to be over there when their streaming show aired on Disney Plus. Now you have Moon Knight. So you get to check out Moon Knight. And I have to say that he looks awesome. I have to say he looks awesome. Check this little trailer out. I'm showing Kristen here from the Instagram. They got his glowing eyes and different outfits. So you can check him out. And and it says Mr. Knight is going to be there. So you could probably see Moon Knight in his white suit attire versus his kind of Egyptian Khonshu, mummy wrapped outfit, which is kind of cool. But you know, it's neat. I really dig it. And Moon Knight, of course, is streaming right now on Disney Plus. So be on the lookout for that. You see, look how dapper he is. Look at that. Nothing like a little Egyptian god action. But it looks like maybe they might even have both versions.
That would be cool.
Yeah, of the character, which would be great. Because both are iconic in the comic books, both great looks. Anyway, and you're liking Moon Knight too, right?
Yes,
Oscar
I
Isaac
am.
Is pretty awesome in it. So looking forward to seeing how that series wraps up. Very good. Hey, gang, if you have any news stories you want us to cover, feel free to send us the scoops and we will give you our hot takes on social. We're on it. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at the Disney List. We appreciate that. And now,
it's the Disney List. Top 10.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for. It is your must eat items that you have to must eat items. Your top 10 must try items, at least items you must try at least once.
Yes.
Why is that so hard for me to say?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Was there one you wanted to switch out?
Mm-hmm. There is one I'm going to switch out.
Okay, good. Good.
I can't write it though.
You can't write it?
My pen doesn't work.
Is my pen dead?
Your pen's not working for me.
Oh man. What a bummer.
Well, kind of.
Okay. All right. So in putting this little criteria together, some of these can be found at different places there at the Disney parks in the United States, some at Disneyland, most of them, nearly all of them at Walt Disney World. So buckle up, camper. You're going to love this list. We love this list. I'm telling you right now. We love it. All right. Cool.
Number 10.
All right. What are we doing here?
This is the Werther's Caramel Corn, and you can find this in the Germany Pavilion. Their caramel shop there is the only freestanding Werther's caramel location.
Pretty neat,
which is very cool, yes. And they make the caramel fresh there. So the caramel corn, you can get it when it's like just been made and they freshly bag it for you. And you really cannot beat that.
You'll almost have to have that hot and fresh sign from Krispy Kreme outside lighting up every time they make it, because there'll be a line out in the yard, as we used to say in retail. They'd be lining up in the yard just to come in to get all that tasty Werther's original handcrafted caramel popcorn. And it's one of my favorites. I feel like you eat some while it's nice and fresh as much as you can, and then you take the rest home for later. But there are other places across the Disney World Resort where you can check that out. You can get those Werther's Original Popcorn at Big Top Treats over at Magic Kingdom, Surrey Sweet Shop at Animal Kingdom, the Candy Cauldron and Goofy's Candy Company at Disney Springs, Bayview Gifts and Contemporary at Disney's Contemporary Resort, and the Screen Door General Store at Disney's Boardwalk. So,
however, it is fresh when you're getting it in the Germany Pavilion.
And it's the best, because when you're walking by and you smell that, you're like, I got to get some.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Pavlov's dog. Anywho.
Number 9.
It's the turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
Turkey leg, and it is not an emu leg, people. It's not made of emu.
And it's not people call it a tasty snack, and I'm like, what? It's a meal, guys. It's a 1.5 pound turkey leg. It's like a mutant turkey. Is it not, Kristen?
Yeah, well, think how much, that's more than you typically eat of turkey on Thanksgiving.
Hey, look, this guy in this article is wearing my same shirt. I have a turkey leg shirt. It's not a healthy food, though. The Disney turkey legs, the jumbo turkey legs, have about 720 calories and 36 grams of fat. Wow. But you'll probably end up burning that as you walk your 3.2 miles around Epcot, if you happen to do that.
No, that's around the World Showcase.
Just around the World Showcase, yes. That's true. But did you realize, here's an interesting fact. You want to read this?
Let's see. Between all six of Disney's North American parks, the four in Orlando and the two in Anaheim, people purchase more than 2 million legs every year.
That is 1 million turkeys. Rest your souls.
That is a lot of turkeys. Poor turkeys.
So people often ask us, what the turkey legs taste like ham? They don't taste like turkey. And I often thought that myself, and it's because it's cured in a salt solution, which is more typical of ham than turkey.
Yes.
Well, there you go. There are a little quick little tidbits for you. Bet you didn't know.
Number 8.
So you replaced the, oh, no, no.
Number 8.
Okay.
Yes. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious.
What? Go ahead. Finish it.
Ahead. Don't believe me. Ask the dishes.
That's it. That's what
they can sing. They can dance. After all this is France.
Well, it's not really France.
And a dinner
it's
here is never second best.
Trust Lumiere. It's delicious. And as our little girl, Boo, would say, and nutritious. But not really. If you have a hankering for cookies and cream, you're going to love the gray stuff, because that's what it is it not?
Yes.
All right. So the thing is, you can get this at Be Our Guest restaurant there at Magic Kingdom, Fantasyland, over there at the Be Our Guest Beauty and the Beast restaurant, right?
Yes. And you can get this at the Rose Tavern in Disneyland, too.
There you go. So there's a couple things that you might want to also take note, is that it is cookies and cream, so you got to love that. And it comes in several different forms. So if you want, you can get it as the mousse by itself. You can get it on shortbread cookies, the gray stuff. How do you say that?
Gâteau.
Yeah. And then you can also get it on top of a cupcake. The Master's Cupcake can also be found at Disneyland or Disney World. It's got a dollop of the gray stuff on it. And it's and the gray stuff is served by chip. So you can also have a little chip cup.
That's cute.
Which is kind of nice. It's got a little chocolat on top. A little white chocolat that says the Beauty and the Beast theme. Tale as old as time. Pretty neat. I like it. Do you like the gray stuff?
I do.
Yeah. And it's nice. I agree. The thing is about the thing is when you dine over there at the, you know, Be Our Guest.
Yes.
It's very hard to get a reservation. It has been very hard typically to get it. So if you want to just get the gray stuff, you can check out the Master's Cupcake over there at Fantasyland's quick service food option places. So be on the lookout for that. Okay. And it's only, it's under $4. So it's well worth it. Then you could say, I got it.
Or at least it was under $4.
Well, it was at the time this was written, it's $3.19. So it's probably around $4 now. So just saying. Okay. So this one is a write-in.
Yes.
All right.
Go to Woody's Lunchbox.
Okay.
Number 7.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. So over at Woody's Lunchbox, they have their own version of a Pop-Tart.
Yes.
Their little lunchbox tarts. And I think those are a must try because they aren't, I mean, they're similar to a Pop-Tart, but they're not like mass produced like Pop-Tarts are.
You know? These are so good, gang.
They are. They are nice and flaky too.
I love them. They're delectable. And once you eat one, you know that's all you should eat, but you definitely want more. And that's a sign of something yummy. And that's because they make it with a lot of butter. Which is pretty, pretty awesome. I don't know what else
and
to say
about
that.
And it is delicious, but maybe not nutritious.
So there's several different flavors in there to choose from. Gosh, we're just all about our little girl saying that. It's ridiculous for a two-year-old. Ridiculous. So there are different things. I mean, they have a chocolate wine. Mm-hmm. And then they have the strawberry jam from the Monte Cristo version. So they have a strawberry one. And what is the
raspberry.
Other one?
Raspberry.
Raspberry. Nice.
They also didn't they do like a lemon and like blueberry one at one time?
Yeah.
Because I know they change it out seasonally sometimes. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have the one here that has the bacon. The bacon drizzle, the chopped bacon on top.
Yeah, is that's the chocolate hazelnut.
Oh my gosh, talk about sweet and savory. That is like umami right there. So yummy. Goodness me. Well, I definitely will agree with you, Kristen. That is definitely a must have. And it's very unique. These have been very unique thus far. Offerings that you can only get at the parks. So pretty, pretty neat. Okie dokie.
Number 6.
This is the caramel apple. Now, there are so many options of caramel apples that you can get. They have fun character ones. They also do seasonal flavors, seasonal designs. So it's all about whatever you like. I enjoy the ones that they do during the holidays, especially at Halloween. Lots of cool ones. I will have to say the one that I think looks really cool that they've come out with is that summer watermelon looking candy apple.
Yeah, that you could get over there at Disneyland's DCA, right?
Yeah. And it has a watermelon flavored chocolate that they use on that.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. You know what I love are the Halloween apples.
Yes.
Now, these are not your run-of-the-mill caramel-coated apples. The Disney apples are super jumbo, you know, green apples. They are huge. And when I mean huge, I mean they're going to put it in a little plastic box for you. And there's going to be all kinds of toppings everywhere. And when you slice into it or you try to bite into it, you know, it's the chocolate and caramel coating is just going to fall into that plastic box. So you better get it because you're going to have to eat it with a fork later because it's so good. But the Halloween ones are great. Your favorite character, Hades, is represented mm-hmm. on one. And of course, there is the evil queen and her poison apple, which is always delish. So definitely check that out. Look at that. Is that Bing Bong's apple?
Yeah, the Bing Bong apple. That's another one that I think is
that's amazing.
Really cool looking.
And I love how they make the caramel apples. When you go to Candy Cauldron or Big Top over there in New Fantasy Land and you see them actually make the caramel apples in front of you or the Candy Cauldron. Did I say Candy Cauldron?
Yeah, Marceline Confectionery.
Marceline Confectionery.
Downtown Disney. I
love it because they are so much fun to watch. And as an adult, and I've seen children just stare out in the window, and it's like, this is how they make the apple. They take the little bottom and they chop it off, and then they dip it in this, and then they drizzle it with that. And then they, and the fact that Goofy's Candy Company, you can actually order your customized apples and things like that. So I you know what? I love chocolate. So it's like death by chocolate. I get my caramel apple. And I get it, of course, drizzled, or I've got it dipped in the caramel. And then I have dark chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, and a bunch of nuts. And then more chocolate, chocolate chips put on top of it. And it's just like all chocolate and maybe some pretzel topping. It's pretty nice.
I want mine to look pretty.
Okay, so what is your favorite caramel apple?
One of them I do like is that apple pie one that they've made. That one's delicious.
That is good.
I don't know that I have a favorite one though. I just like the ones that are pretty with all the sprinkles and
sprinkles
decor, as Disney likes to say, that they put on all the apples.
I like it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Number five.
Can you believe it? We're halfway done. This is something that is absolutely insanity. And when you order this, sirens go off and people turn and look around. I mean, we love it when that happens because every time we go to this place, a couple of times those sirens fire off and it's insane. Everybody looks around and they see the kitchen sink coming out from the back. It is one of the biggest ice cream sundaes I have ever seen in my life. It is a huge, huge platter of everything, and the kitchen sink they threw in there for good measure.
It is gigantic.
You want to read what I mean? The ingredients of this thing is insanity.
I'm not going to read like the recipe part, but I'll read the list of ingredients. So you have fudge topping, butterscotch topping, peanut butter topping, banana, cinnamon spice cupcake, angel food cupcake, vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, strawberry ice cream, mint chocolate chip ice cream, coffee ice cream, chocolate syrup, marshmallow cream, strawberry topping, pineapple topping, dairy whipped topping, brownie, candy bar, chocolate cookies with cream filling, toasted almonds, dark and white chocolate shavings, chocolate cookies with cream filling that have been crushed. There's jellied orange slices, white chocolate chip morsels, peanut butter chip morsels, chocolate sprinkles, rainbow sprinkles, and of course, to top it all off, tons of maraschino cherries.
They empty an entire can, a 14-ounce can of whipped cream on there. That's insane. It's insanity, y'all. It's the legendary Kitchen and Sink. You can find that at Beaches and Cream over at Disney's Beach Club Resort. When you get this gargantuan kitchen sink overflowing with all this sugar, everything Kristen had just mentioned, the sirens go off, people celebrate. And in the meantime, if you're sitting there by yourself and eating this, big ups to you. Big ups to you. It ain't cheap. That's for sure. It's like, what, almost $40 for it.
What I want to know is how many thousands of calories are in that. 20,000, 30,000, it's got to be.
Well, they have to post it. They have to post it on the menu, you know.
I'm just curious to how many, because it's quite
intense. You and I have never seen an individual person order this by themselves. It's always been a family. They have like the two or three adults, you know, mom, dad, grandma, or grandpa, or both, you know, and then the two kids, and they just, you know, share it. And they split it. Sometimes they just eat it with one, you know, everybody has their own spoon. They just eat it out of this big, you know, thing. Come and get it, you know, dinner's prepared, you know, kind of thing. But everybody, you know, gather around the trough. But man, this is insane. It's insane. Now, I can tell you, when we did the kitchen sink once with friends, right? No?
No, we've never done it.
Okay. Because I usually order the Nohe Jose, which is like the little Sunday, you know. And I say little Sunday, thing's freaking huge. You can definitely split that between two people, and we have. But this one is insane. I would say definitely if you have a big party, you know, definitely split that up. Okay. We are nearing epic proportions here. This is starting to be our Mount Rushmore top four, if you will.
Number four.
It is the Mickey Premium Bar. Now, I will say, you can get these, and I don't, I've never compared them like side by side to be able to tell if they truly are the same or how different they are from each other, is the Mickey Premium Bars that you can buy at the grocery store, because you can get six of those. But as far as taste, I don't know how close they are in taste. Yes, they are smaller, the ones at the grocery store.
Yes, starting in 2018, when Mickey Mouse had his 90th birthday celebration, they had limited edition Mickey Premium Bars sold at local grocery stores in a box by Nestle. And compared to the ones sold at the Disney parks and the cruise lines, they are a little bit smaller than their counterparts, but still a great way for you to have a little Disney magic at home.
Well, they're still available, I think, because I saw them in the grocery store today, actually. And you get six of them for $8.99.
Love it.
So, yeah. It costs a little bit less, too, per bar than what you pay it at Disney.
I would say.
But there's nothing better than having the premium bar at the park.
I love it. Nothing's more iconic than the Mickey Mouse shaped Mickey Premium Bar. It's premium, y'all. It's premium. And that's why you pay a premium price at the premium theme park to enjoy it. But do you remember the very first time you had a Mickey Premium?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
Well, I do. It was on our honeymoon.
Oh, that's the first time?
First time I ever had it.
Oh.
You know, and I love ice cream bars. You know, I'm a big fan of the Haagen-Dazs and the Dove bars. Awesome. And I used to love the Nestle Crunch bars, but Mickey Premium Bar, hard to beat. Definitely hard to beat. So
number three.
Okay, LeFou's Brew, which you can find over at Gaston's Tavern.
So unique.
It, for those of you that don't know, it's a no sugar added frozen apple juice, and it has a hint of toasted marshmallow, and then it's topped with all natural passion fruit mango foam. Now, if you are like me and you're not really a fan of apple juice, you ask them to put an extra pump of the marshmallow in there, and it's way better.
Extra pump of the marshmallow, please. Thank you.
It's like That's what I always do.
Extra pump of marshmallow.
It doesn't taste then like you're drinking apple juice. It has more flavor to it.
It's true.
I like it.
Once again, you can find this over there in New Fantasy Land at Gaston's Tavern. And I do like this a lot. This was kind of like the Disney's version to Butterbeer over at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. But I do like the Gaston mug. I think ours was LeFou. Did we not? When we got ours, we had the LeFou
mine's Gaston.
Yours is Gaston. Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. I like it, and it's fake beer, and nothing says fun, family friendly than fake beer at Gaston's Tavern. Right? Am I right? Tell me I'm right.
Number two.
It is churros.
I love me some churros, especially when they're hot and fresh.
And Disney always has different kind of flavors of churros, not just your typical traditional churro, but they've got like the churro lightsaber, so you can get like a red one or a blue one. They have cookies and cream churros. Like right now over in Disneyland, they've got a few different flavors of churros that you can try there, like the spicy churro, the Maleficent churro, which looks really cool. And then they do them seasonally too. So, you know, they may put some like frosting on there and sprinkles and that kind of stuff too.
Do you have a particular one that is your favorite?
No, I don't have a favorite churro yet.
Okay.
I don't feel I've had, I need to have more of the flavored ones to determine a true favorite. But we don't, at Walt Disney World, there's not as many flavors as they have out in Disneyland.
I have
They're
to
like
say,
the churro capital out there.
Well, that is you know, it's probably vies for the, well, I mean, I think it's appropriately placed as number two here in terms of iconic Disney must try. You got to try at least once. The classic churro is kind of where it's at for me. The classic churro is great, nice, hot, fresh, a little cinnamon, good time. And I love the crunch. So kudos to the classic churro. You have won the hearts of millions.
Well, I like cinnamon. So for me, I like the churro.
Absolutely. It tastes great with some of that, you know, sipping chocolate. You know, that'd be really nice, wouldn't it?
Mm. You know, would it be good with some rum chata?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm down with that. I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. Before we get into number one, I would like to make a special, I don't know, honorable mention.
Okay, what's
to your something that you had on the list that we omitted because we wanted to put something else on there for a proper top 10. But this is the honorable mention you want to talk about. Which one it is?
It is the school bread in the Norway Plum.
Why do we like the school bread so much?
It's delicious. It's light and fluffy and it's sweet, but not too sweet. Why do you like it?
I like it a lot because it reminds me of a Filipino dish, which is also very good. It's got, you know, that sweetness, but it also has a little bit of that kind of, you know, buttery goodness that I love on it.
I was going to say, there's another item that also had come to my mind in addition to this one. And it was the pineapple lumpia that you can get over in Pandora.
Which is Filipino inspired.
Yes.
And there you go. So yeah, I mean, school bread is really, really great. And I love the little toasty, buttery, yummy goodness that the school bread has, which is always, always yummy, always good. And the toasted shredded coconut is also pretty yummy as well. You got to love coconuts though. You got to love coconuts. If you don't love coconuts, please turn the other way. Turn the other way. Okay. I think we are ready for the biggest and most awesomest thing. If I just made that up.
Number one
for our must do, must try. If you got to try anything, you got to try this once. What is it, Kristen?
It is the Dole Whip.
The Dole Whip.
And there are many different flavors of Dole Whips that you can enjoy.
Now there is.
Yes. It's not just pineapple.
Okay.
I mean, traditionally it was pineapple and it was really good if you did a float with it. So you would have like the ice cream, the soft serve, and then it was topped with pineapple juice. And that was my favorite. But now other flavors that they have include mango. There's lemon, orange, raspberry, strawberry, and lime.
I like the lime. That sounds good to me. I haven't tried that. I've only tried.
There's watermelon. That's another one that they've had.
Yeah. Yeah, the one that I have tried before is I've tried the orange with the orange swirl. I've had the pineapple swirl and the regular pineapple. But those other ones look really good, and I'm intrigued. The lime. I've always been a big fan of that lime flavor, so I'm looking forward to trying that next time we go. But
well, on Dining at Disney, we just recently talked about the Dole Whips.
I know. So many Dole Whips, and Kat tried so many of them.
Yes, she did. What was it? 8 Dole Whips on her trip?
Oh, man. That's insane. That's insane. I think I might have like a super big sugar buzz if I did that during all my trips. But that's, hey, you know, that's why we are, you know, that's why we're all here. We take one for the team just so we can report on it for you. Okay. All right. So what you need to do, if you're interested in this Dole Whip or Dole Whip float, if you will, is go down to Magic Kingdom, go to Adventureland, and check out Aloha, or did I say that right?
Aloha Isle.
Aloha Isle. Disneyland's Tiki Bar first had it outside the Enchanted Tiki Room attraction there in 1968 and served pineapple juice and pineapple spears. And then Dole took over the sponsorship in 1986 and the food venue began serving the Dole Whip float, a cup of pineapple juice over the pineapple soft serve. As Kristen said, there are tons of new flavors that are now being introduced and you can get those, you know, in a lot of different places now, because nowadays you can get a little boozy Dole Whip and you can get that over there in Epcot, which is pretty cool.
Or you can get it over at the Polynesian, because the Polynesian Village, they have Dole Whips there. Oh gosh, I was just going to say something. You can also get them if you go to Hawaii at the Dole Factory.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Now, a lot of people may not know this, but Kristen, you know that there is a secret Dole Whip treat over at Disneyland.
Yes.
You want to tell people about this special Dole
Whip? It is located over at the Tropical Hideaway, and they've got a few different flavors there. But one is a orange pineapple swirl whip, and it is topped with chili mango whip.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
And there's some, they also have a bacon loaded Dole Whip.
It's a special secret menu item, right?
Yes.
So all you have to do is say, spice up your order and you can get bacon sprinkled all over your treat for just a dollar extra. Mmm. So there you go. Another great place for you to check out boozy Dole Whips. This is the boozy Dole Whip. Is going to be over there at one of our favorite places, Kristen.
Yes, over at Wine Bar George, they have Frescatos. It's a mix of the pineapple soft serve with vodka and Moscato.
How about that?
I like the fact that if you go over to Animal Kingdom and you go to Tamu Tamu Refreshments, you can actually get it with a choice of dark or coconut rum.
I love that.
Personally, I say go for the coconut.
That's nice. So, yeah. So that is the Dole Whip. It is awesome. It is iconic. It is number one on our list of things you must try at least once. At least once. When you visit Disneyland or whether you visit Walt Disney World. And this one, the Dole Whip, you can get at both parks. So salute to that. My hat's off to you, Mr. Dole Whip, for being number one. Look, it's iconic and it's fun, just like this show. Well, we're fun. I wouldn't say we're iconic. We're not iconic status yet, but
no,
we've been podcasting for a long time.
We're just fun. We try to be fun.
That's what we do. We do our very best for you, our listeners. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Don't forget, give us those 5-star reviews wherever you find the podcast. All right. Because we're on every podcast platform there is, gang. We would love it. Just give us the thumbs up, like this, and share it with your friends. We'd appreciate it. Share the Disney list. You can also follow us on all social. Yep. Twitter, Facebook, the best way. You can also send us the DMs, if you will, if you have any questions or comments using the Instagram. We like that. Send your email to thedisneylist@gmail.com. Kristen, where can people find you?
They can find me as far as booking travel at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. And then if you are into Disney and food and you want to check out the special where we talked about Dole Whips, check out the Dining at Disney podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. And of course, you can visit diningatdisney.com.
Love it. Don't forget to check out our other sister podcast. You know, the Dining at Disney is great. And the Disney List is great. And you know what else is great? Skull Rock Podcast with myself and Dave Bossert. Dave, award-winning author, animator, filmmaker, Disney creative person. He's worked on a lot of different attractions. He actually worked on, recently, we were talking about Fantasmic. The new Fantasmic. Nice. And guess who worked on that? Old Dave. We just got done talking, or we will be talking about the Monsanto House of the Future. And I know we'll be talking about, I guess, the latest and greatest Disney pop culture news. If you love that, check out Skull Rock Podcast. We always have great authors and filmmakers aboard. We just recently talked to Don Hahn, legendary Disney film producer, as well as John Musker, celebrating 30 years as he was co-director of Disney's Aladdin. So you want to make sure you check out all of that stuff on Skull Rock Podcast, wherever you find podcasts. Also, big ups and thanks to Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. All Disney music all day long at srsounds.com.
And we have a tip jar there. So if everybody enjoyed my singing, they can leave me a little tip in the tip jar.
That is so bizarre. Okay, sure. Why not? Go ahead. Let's have at it. You can also, you can also sponsor and underwrite the show if you would over there at anchor.fm. That's the home of the Disney List podcast. So anyway, you've got our email, you've got our social. Just once again, thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Go back in the show archives and dig all of our shows. We do appreciate that as well. In the meantime, I'm lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, pop culturist and podcaster, Al John.
And I am a travel guru, Disney foodie, Kristen.
And we'll see you real soon. Gosh, I totally threw you for a loop on that.
Yes, you did.
Is that okay?
No. I'm
trying to switch it up.
Number 8.
Oh, my goodness. That's what happens. I hit the wrong button. It's my fault. My fault.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock Podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel and vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. I'm Kristen Hetzel, co-host of Dining at Disney podcast. Every week I chat about dining at Disneyland and Walt Disney World Resort and Disney Cruise Line with my fellow foodie, Bubba. We also feature restaurants and food reviews, information to help you plan your dining, Disney food news, recipes, and a monthly panel discussion. Visit diningatdisney.com and subscribe to Dining at Disney podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. Dining at Disney podcast, the happiest plate on earth.